I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Being a follower of Christ can be dangerous, especially throughout the Arab world, yet thousands of believers want to share the hope they found in the gospel with people at home, but they need training. For over 50 years, the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary, or ABTS, has been equipping people to do just that. Wassam Asalabi says,
in the 90s, we had a lot of students in Sudan and South Sudan. Back then, there was one country. And then slowly we had more people from North Sudan, even before the split, as if God was preparing also his church in North Sudan, in Sudan, for what's to come, for the split.
North Sudan became a state under Islamic rule, but that hasn't stopped the spread of the gospel. To learn about the story and how you can partner with ABTS, just visit missionnews.org. And it takes just $5 to put a Bible into the hands of someone who may have never held one before. And people around the world are catching that vision. They know that their gift of $5 can completely change someone's world by providing them with a direct connection to the Word of God in their own language. Bibles for China's Wendell Rovenstein.
We are receiving a monthly gift from Zambia, Africa. And when I went to the website and looked at these folks and who they were, it was amazing to realize these people looked like a group of people that we should be helping them out.
In fact, 28 nations are a part of equipping believers in China with the Bible because they know how important it is to study God's Word. So $5 can have an eternal impact. If you're looking for a way to find your place in the story, just head to missionnews.org and we'll connect you. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Ruchunga Padidi. Get your copy at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.